So right now it's time for sports. Let's bring in Mike. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yankees and Twins played baseball last night, and baseball lost.
It was a crap game. I watched it. It was complete trash.
Here's what I've done. I watch Major League Baseball Network up until about the time I go to bed, which is around 7:30, 8 o'clock. And if there's a game on, I watch that portion of the game. On the weekends, I get to see a lot of games. But I just can't stay up for that exact reason. I woke up this morning, and I see that the Yankees won 14-12 in 10 innings. Were there some good plays in the game? Yes. Yeah, there were some good plays in the game. But the basic thing is that in two games now, 8-6, Minnesota won the first game. The Yankees won the second game 14-12. 14-12 and 8-6, okay? So that means Minnesota scored 20 runs in two games, and the Yankees have scored 20 runs in the first two games. That's disgusting.
432 pitches last night. This game was atrocious. I was watching the Astros game, which was on parallel to this on the MLB networks. I get the Yankee channel down here, so when you have that, you don't get the Yankee game on MLB. You get the second game, which was the Houston game. Houston played Oakland. It was a 2-0 game going into the ninth inning. Houston left the pitcher in too long. Make a long story short, Houston scored three runs, goes up 3-2. Oakland scores three runs, goes up 3-2. Houston ties it in the bottom of the inning. They play another inning or two, and Houston winds up losing the game. Okay, extra inning game, over, before the Yankee game even hit the ninth inning. I thought there was a rain delay at one point because they kept switching back and forth early in the game. They played almost 2 hours, and it was the fourth inning. It was absolutely ridiculous. Minnesota had a big lead after four innings. They were winning 8-2, okay? Then the Yankees score three runs, make it 8-5. Minnesota makes it 9-5 after five innings. The Yankees score nine runs in the last three innings to win 14-12. And Minnesota had the bases loaded with no outs, courtesy of Chapman's three walks, and couldn't capitalize enough to tie the game again. This game epitomized everything that's wrong with baseball. The Twins use 7 pitchers. The Yankees used 7 pitchers. 14 pitchers in a 10-inning game. And like I said, 432 pitchers. Now, I'm not picking on the Yankees, the Twins, or anything. I'm talking about the game in general. It was absolutely atrocious. And with bases loaded and no outs, Minnesota couldn't score. And there was a game-saving catch at the end of the game for the third out that Minnesota would have cleared the bases on an opposite field line drive to left field with the bases loaded. Would have cleared the bases and Minnesota would have won the game, but Hicks made a very good catch to win the game for the Yankees. Absolutely atrocious. What are good plays? Yes, like you said, Gregorius went 5-for-5 with 7 RBIs. That's a huge game, but this game was just everything that's wrong with baseball.
No, you're right, and all you have to do is look at these teams in this series have averaged 10 runs a game each.
Absolutely terrible. Like you said, the Yankees, they've scored in the last two games 20 runs, and the Twins have scored 20 runs. If this is what an outlook for a possible American League Championship Series is, I don't want any part of it.
All right. Well, hey, the Mets are hot.
Yeah, the Mets beat San Diego yesterday 5-2. That was a good win for them. And it's amazing how the Mets were bona fide sellers. Now all of a sudden they're winning ball games. The other team that was bona fide sellers were the Giants. They're winning ball games. while the Yankee marathon was going on, like I said, I watched the Houston game against Oakland, which was a first and second place team in the division, was a good game, went 11 innings, like I said, with Oakland winning 4-3. And the Giants came back yesterday to beat the Cubs again. Another big win for them. They scored one run in the 13th inning to come back and beat the Cubs. And they're winning a lot of games. They're winning games in extra innings. They beat the Mets three times. They beat the Cubs the last two nights. They're playing real good ball. So as far as, you know, somebody's going to get Madison Bumgarner, you better hold your breath because it's not going to happen. The Giants are playing good ball. One guy that's really taking advantage of his situation who came up in late May is getting clutch hits, playing real good in the field. I've been watching him. He gets solid at bats even when he makes an out. That's Yastrzemski's grandson. He's playing really good for the Giants. The Giants won their last three. They won 9 out of their last 10. They're the hottest team in the National League. And they're right back into this mix of a wild card race with this run that they've been on since the All-Star break. If you remember a couple years back, the Giants had a tremendous first half of the season, and they were in first place in the National League West, and they had probably the worst second half of a season in the history of baseball. This is just the opposite they're playing, the way they're playing this year. They're 52-50, and they're 2 games out of the second wild card spot. They're 2.5 out of the first wild card spot. So it doesn't look like the Giants are going to be breaking up the team anytime soon.
Nope. All right, and really the teams that have the biggest leads are Houston and the Yankees and the Dodgers. Every other division is close.
Divisions look like they're pretty wrapped up.
Yeah.
The one that doesn't, and they score a lot of runs, is the Twins and the Indians. The Indians lost yesterday, so they weren't able to make up any ground. But going into last night's game, they were the hottest team in the American League. So Houston has a 6.5 game lead over Oakland. The Yankees have double digits over the Rays and the Red Sox, so those two are pretty much done. But the Indians are coming on strong, and when the Twins are giving up runs in bunches like they did last night and blowing 8-2 leads, that doesn't bode well for them to hold on to their division. The Braves got a 5.5 game on the Nationals. I can't see the Braves blowing that, and the Dodgers and the Giants, that's done as far as winning the division's concerned. But the Giants are coming on strong, and right now that's a team you don't want to play in the National League.
Yeah, any team that gets hot as you head towards the second half of the season in the playoffs, it's kind of like hockey. Once you get a hot goalie, you can ride it all the way to the end.
And another team in the National League that's hot and winning 8 out of their last 10 are the Cardinals. They're basically in a tie with the Cubs for that division. And that division just about 2 weeks ago, from top to bottom, anybody had a shot. Well, the Reds and the Pirates they're falling by the wayside. They're 7 and 7.5 games out. So a 5-team race turned into a 3-team race with the Cubs, the Cardinals, and the Brewers. And the way that the Cardinals are playing, I think that they're going to take that division down the road too. So there's a couple of good races. It's going to see if anybody in these teams that have first place pretty much locked up solidify their start in pitching and bullpen or get themselves a player. But it looks like the things are starting to get pretty obvious to see what's happening.
All right, Mike, I guess we'll check with you manana.
No, slow down, Charlie.
Oh, that's right, racing.
Saratoga runs
Saratoga,
today.
That's right, pardon me.
All right, going to the 5th race today at Saratoga, 7 furlongs on the dirt. It's a 35,000 claim and non-winners of 3 lifetime. A couple of horses I'm looking at in here, but I'm only going to give a play of the day. My pick of the day is going to be the 4 horse, Dr. Hip. If you look at this horse, one turn races, he's competitive going one turn, has very good numbers that stand out over these horses, even though they're not winning numbers. He has a decent work at Belmont coming into this race. Hasn't run since the end of the May for David Dugan. Picks up Jose Ortiz for the ride. Dr. Hip should get things done at a 4-1 morning line. So 5th race, 4 horse, Dr. Hip, play of the day at Saratoga today.
Let's hear it for Dr. Hip.
Dr. Hip, get some Dr. Pepper if we win.
All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.